Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk a little bit about our reading from Isaiah this past weekend. From our reading, which is an oracle in the book of Isaiah to Cyrus, this reading reminds us of something very important, particularly something that we need to hear, I think, in our current times, particularly in the U.S., but also around the world. And the reality is this. That our God is the Lord of all, period. End of discussion. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Our God is the Lord of all, period. And I say because of that oracle as evidence to this fact, because Cyrus was a foreign king. You know, he was ruling over the Jewish people of his time. But because he was humble and open to the musings of a God that he knew not, he was given this title in a way a blessing from the Lord of all. And we see that God can work even amongst those that know him not. In the world outside of the church, his providence reigns supreme. Whether people are for or against, he is Lord of all. And we have to remember that. We have to allow this sentiment to be an aspect of our heart. Our God is the Lord of all, because we're in a time that is seeking to have us be consumed by fear, and we are not meant to be consumed by fear. All you have to do is turn on the radio, the news, web browsers now give you news feeds and et cetera. All these things, all these news stories, and there's a lot of bad stuff going on right now. Let us not be Pollyannish, but all these things are told to us, are given over to us, are thrusted in our face via the perspective of fear to make us afraid, because in fear, people are a bit more controllable. And we, my brothers and sisters, are not meant to be consumed. Govern and led by fear. No. We are meant to be consumed, governed, and led by love. And that love is given over to us by our God, who is the Lord of all. Who is the Lord of all. Love has conquered fear. Love has conquered death. Thus, we need to always remember, we need to always have our hearts and our minds seated with the profound truth that our God is the Lord of all. This sentiment, for lack of a better word, and it goes much further than a sentiment. It's an aspect of our faith that he is the God of all, that providence pours forth from his holy will. Because if we don't, we become people that are forced into a consternation, like Atlas, forced to hold up the world. We don't get to hold up the world. God holds up the world. We don't get to hold up our family. God holds up the family. Now we have a place and we have a role and we have a part to play in this divine drama that is the very providence of God. And in that place that has been won for us by Christ, we have a certain liberty and a certain freedom in order for the sake of love, liberty ordered towards and for love. And all of this arises out of that extremely important aspect of the truth of our faith, the notion of our faith, that our God is the Lord of all, of all. Therefore, when something wants to induce fear in us, let us just remember our God is the Lord of all. He has conquered the things that can bring about fear. He has control over them. Yes, bad things happen in our life. But our God is the Lord of all, and he is with us in the moment of those bad things, seeking to lead us to the kingdom of love. And then we heard from the Gospel of Matthew about give to Caesar what is Caesar. We are a pilgrim people. We are the church militant journeying through this world. we are journeying into the kingdom of God, a kingdom that we begin to taste in the here and now. So we, in a way, kind of have our foot in both worlds as we journey through the world itself, the earth. You know, we are in the realm of humanity, of man, you know, that place of kings, not just the kings that seek to rule the human heart. But we're not meant to have it ruled by kings of this earth, but by the King of the universe, Jesus Christ. So when we find ourselves sort of succumbing more to fear, of being consumed by fear, of being brought into fear, may we take a moment, pause, stop ourselves and say, our God is the Lord of all. Our God is the Lord of all, period. Therefore, through that phrase, through that prayer of the heart, we can allow it to remain open, not to fear, but to love, love that drives out all fear. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you'd like more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can find links to articles I've written and blog posts and YouTube videos and social media platforms I use. You can even email me through that website. Where is this at? thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.